When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Well, first and foremost, obviously, you know, we can't not look at the elephant in the room in the sense of bringing some tradition back and just what it means to you as a coach to potentially be able to hand the number 44 over.
Sure. Well, number one, I think it's a big deal around here in the community. Since I've been head coach, has been excited. It's been a topic that a lot of the folks here in Syracuse bring up to me. And just the fact that there's that buzz out there, and so many people have reached out to me with great excitement that 44 is back. The whole key to me was to go straight to Floyd Little when this first started coming up, and I asked Floyd's take on it, and his whole thing was, you know, he wants 44 to be a living legend rather than a retired jersey hanging in the rafters. He wants it to be a motivation for young people to try to have an opportunity to make their mark with that jersey if they do in fact get the chance to earn it and wear it. So for me, it was a no-brainer when Floyd called and told me that Jim Brown was in full support of it. So two of the three legends that are living right now were in full support, so it made it easy for me. And I'm just excited for the fans, the recruits, and even our players within the program here, because they're motivated to see 44 back on the field when the time and the individual that gets the opportunity to wear it steps out there and carries on that living legend.
Scott, I know obviously Ernie Davis couldn't give his blessing, but what is his part in all of this? What can you say about maybe his memory and his legend living on and doing something like this?
Sure. Well, everything I've ever heard about Ernie Davis from those who played with him and those that knew him personally was just the fact that he was a man of high character and integrity and somebody that was about the team and not the individual. And for me, hopefully, he's looking down and, fist pumping the fact that 44 is going to be restored.
You've been able to, and we look at recruiting and how 44 can help, you've been able to do a lot of special things on the recruiting trail with the 2014 class, 2015 class, and obviously moving forward. How do you feel the number 44 can do to help you, and have you already tried to utilize it while you're on recruiting, when you're on the trail?
Well, you know, it's come up, really, ever since I've been the head coach. It's come up. There's been questions about, hey, Coach, 44. And what I've tried to do is just educate the young men on what 44 is all about. As I mentioned yesterday, when we unveiled the plaza and had the groundbreaking ceremony for the 44 plaza over here, I think that the most important thing is understanding that the number truly represents far more than an athlete's ability to play the game, and the fact that it embodies, you know, the holistic approach of a student and a student athlete that embodies character, integrity, athletic production, as well as academic soundness. And the combination of those things is what most excites me when I talk to recruits. And the kids have been good about it, and I've always footnoted it that, you know, nobody will get that jersey until they earn it. And, you know, we'll figure out the parameters down the road, but those things that I just mentioned will be at the forefront. And, you know, when I look at 44 and I actually talk to our current players as well as those recruits about, you know, those who wore the jersey, we speak far more about those characteristics as opposed to statistically a great player. And, you know, throughout the travels I've had on the road recruiting, when it comes up, it's been pretty exciting. The fact that today's generation has an interest in yesterday's heroes here at Syracuse.
In keeping with recruiting, Syracuse under you has been able to get recruits who turn down the likes of the Wisconsins, Michigan, Florida, Florida State, North Carolina, TCU, Alabama, the list goes on. What are you feeling on the recruiting trail as far as what you're trying to do in this chapter of Syracuse football, knowing that the other programs that have been able to get high talent in are now programs that you have gotten ahead of in certain instances with certain players?
Well, I think we've made ground, and really the credit needs to go to my assistant coaches and the recruiting office here. And really it needs to go to Syracuse as a whole, the university. We have an unbelievable product to sell. It's an institution that, as you know, a private institution that offers a high level of opportunities for these kids to choose majors that can really set them up for the rest of their lives. And I think we have a great history and past with some of the student athletes that have come through here and gone on to do great things with their lives outside of football. And, you know, that's the approach we take. You know, we want to be a team that's unselfish, that understands the importance of seeing the big picture and the fact that the team will always come first in everything we do. And with that being said, that's how we go out and recruit players. We're looking for young men that love to play the game, that have a true appreciation for their academics and what it can do for the rest of their lives. And I couldn't be more proud to talk about the fact that we've had just great success academically. This past fall semester was the best semester we have had on record, and this spring superseded that. And we had a team GPA of a 2.92, and that's still going up a little bit with a couple grade changes here. We had 47 kids and counting players that were over a 3.0 GPA, and the freshman class posted the highest GPA of a freshman class since they've kept records here or have records to be looked and compared to. So I think the coaches have done a great job going out and finding the true student athlete, and I think the kids are motivated to give Syracuse a hard look, knowing that you know, we try to embody those elements that we feel are most important in producing quality young men, and that's the character as well as athletic ability and academic stability of the student athlete. And it's gone well. I've been extremely pleased with our first two recruiting classes here, and I think our class that we're bringing in this year and this class that we'll work on for next year will be kids of similar values and similar traits. So I think it's a great time to join up with the Syracuse program, and hats off to the coaches and the institution for providing that to me as the head coach.
Scott, something that's always meant a lot to me for all the time that I've known you is that your morals and values supersede everything. And I know that winning is important, but you've always made it a point to be a good husband, a good father, a good leader, and to do so much more than just win games. And I'd like you to go into that and where your motivation lies and why you are a coach that, in my book, you know, has a lot of respect just by the way you handle things.
Well, first of all, thanks so much. Those are kind words, and I appreciate that. You know, for me, it's a little corny, but the way I look at coaching is it's an opportunity to influence, you know, young people in our country. And you get a chance to have 105, 115 kids on a roster every year. And you add those years up, which is, for me, 24 going on 25 years. Just the chance to, kind of bridge the gap between our youth and society, bringing them into an institution and have an effect on that institution that's positive, and giving a kid the opportunity to change his life because he's good at playing football. And at the end of the day, you know, as coaches, when we pass away and we move to a better place, you know, they're not going to put a record on our gravestone. Hopefully they can say, you know, these coaches that were a big part of our lives, you know, gave back to society by influencing kids to be strong citizens, strong role models for the next generation. which is exactly what the number 44 is all about. You know, when you look at Floyd Little and you look at Ernie Davis and Jim Brown, those are great men, strong men of character. And not the three of them have the same mindset, but the one thing about all three of those guys is they're strong men who have their values and their opinions on things, and they never apologized for it. And they also happen to be great football players. And I think that's a great way to look at what the culture here at Syracuse is and should be and will be. And like you said, wins and losses are very important. That's how you keep your job. But at the end of the day, you also want to put your head on the pillow and say, I did right by these young men of 18, 22, 23-year-old guys, and that you didn't slight them by taking shortcuts. And that's the way we're going to do things at Syracuse as long as I'm a part of it.
And then being a part of it inside your third year here, how have you kind of looked at your time at Syracuse and being a head coach? How do you kind of view yourself and what you've learned and what you're trying to do? Because I think that's a question I get a lot is, what is Syracuse football under Scott Schaefer? So it's only fair to ask you 3 years in what that is.
Well, we just want to be a program that obviously puts a good product on the field, competes when we're ahead by 21 or down by 21. We also want to be a group of young men that takes the time to reflect and give back to the community here. Our kids do a ton. They put a lot of hours in, and we don't believe in promoting it. They're doing it for the right reasons. There are a lot of people in our community that appreciate our support to them so many different ways, and I think it's important that the Syracuse community, when they look at our football program, they see more than just football players. They see young men that give back to the community. They see young men that become role models for these young kids that are trying to find their way, and we got a lot of them here in town that need young men to look up to. And I think it's just important that our kids understand that it's far bigger than them as people, or far bigger than them as just football players here. And that's the approach that, we really believe in here. And our kids have bought into it. And I know they're excited to get back on the field. We feel like we really have an opportunity to put a good product on the field for our school and our town. And we just can't wait to get back on the field to go to work. And kids are healthy. They're working hard. They're already back on campus. And now we have the goal of going out there and getting back to a bowl game, setting a standard higher with our GPA. You know, we want to try to get a team GPA of over a 3.0 here pretty soon down the road. We were close at a 2.92. But I like the direction things are going. We had a difficult season last year for a lot of reasons outside of our control. But with that, a lot of guys had some experience that was perhaps unexpected with getting playing time because some guys in front of them were banged up. And I think that that'll help us as we go into this fight this season in front of us. So just an exciting time for us, and I'm extremely encouraged by the way the kids have performed off the field, as well as prepared to get back on the field of battle.
Well, I know that you're a busy man, so I want to thank you for the time that you spent, Scott, and thank you for everything that you've done. You know that you have my respect, so I do thank you for what you're doing, and I do see what's coming. So just to know that, I want you to know thank you, even though I've said that before.
Well, Dan, as always, I appreciate that. That means a lot. Well, have a great day, okay?
All right, you too.
We'll see ya.